Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the pushback against data centers.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The state government has rolled out the red carpet for data centers, offering tech companies big tax breaks to build them here. But many local governments across Ohio are resisting the centers. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Danielle Fletcher loves her quiet home in Hamilton Township in rural southern Ohio. But she's worried that peace might be disrupted by a data center planned right across the street.
I've been pushing my township trustees for meetings, trying to get more information, trying to get a moratorium.
Rural communities like hers have become a hotspot for large AI data centers. But the power to push back differs from township to township. In some places, like Preble County in southwest Ohio, data centers have to go through numerous planning commission approvals to move in. But in others, like Fletcher's Hamilton Township, there are little to no zoning requirements that address data centers. So some Ohio communities are implementing temporary bans on the industry. Mark McGrail is a village council member in Lordstown, one of the first to institute such a ban. He says the community needs more time to research the impacts.
This is not a simple thing. It's not like some guy's coming in and going to build a warehouse. This is a really complicated business.
At least 17 other municipalities are considering or have already passed similar moratoriums. They cite a number of concerns, from noise pollution to increased utility bills from the company's energy use to environmental impact from wastewater discharge. The Data Center Coalition says the industry abides by noise and environmental regulations and is innovating to expand access to energy. It adds that they want to work with communities and can bring in millions in tax revenue. But some municipalities, like South Bloomfield in central Ohio, are still skeptical. They haven't been approached by data center developers, but they're working preemptively to block the industry after watching neighboring communities face backlash for inking agreements with tech companies. Village Administrator Joe Allen says data centers just don't fit the needs of their largely residential community.
It'd break my heart if we landed this thing here. Everybody's telling us like the greatest thing ever. It's not us, you know, it's not home.
But the efficacy of these moratoriums is still murky. Lordstown is entangled in a legal battle with a developer after blocking a data center bid. And beyond the specifics of that case, there's an inherent drawback. These temporary bans are, well, temporary. That's why Vianna Township in northeast Ohio is looking to alter its zoning. Trustee Phil Pegg says the township is considering limiting how many decibels of noise data centers can produce or the amount of megawatts of power they can use.
We can't just ban an industry. What we can do is regulate it.
And in some communities, the pushback has grown beyond council meetings. Jay Kidd is one of the administrators of the Facebook group Coalition Against Data Centers in South Ohio. He says online organizing has led to protests, distribution of stop data center signs, and helped ideas like citizen-led ballot measures gain momentum.
We have to keep meeting. We have to keep annoying them. We have to let city council know that it's their legacies that are on the line.
Fletcher, back in Hamilton Township, shares that sentiment.
I don't believe they are done deals until they are fully built and in operation. I'm still fighting it until the very end.
There's a chance they could get help from the state in that fight. Legislators have filed a flurry of bills meant to give local communities more say in whether or not a data center comes to town. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.